Hello. If you're one of the people messaging me about orchestra tickets, yes, they're on sale. The site did crash because of high traffic today. But I think they'll be able to sort it out in the next few minutes. So hang tight. Also, the site crashed because of high traffic. Thanks.
Hi, this is James Pulley. Welcome to Perf Bites News of the Damn Daily Edition for the 31st of October, 2020, Halloween. Today's show is brought to you by Catchpoint Systems. Catchpoint's mission is to help companies advance the digital experience of their customers and employees. Their digital experience monitoring platform pinpoints performance and availability problems users experience anywhere in the world. Catchpoint helps the world's internet builders and operators detect and fix issues with confidence faster than ever before. Find out more at www.catchpoint.com. I guess first we need to look at a bit of history on today's topic. On June 25th, 2009, Michael Jackson passed away. In the 24 hours which followed, traffic on the internet surged by up to 20% worldwide. Twitter failed after reaching a volume of over 5,000 tweets per minute about Michael Jackson's death. TMZ, the website, crashed and burned, as did the LA Times. Dozens of more news websites failed under the load of people looking for information about Michael Jackson's death. This was the largest single celebrity event driven on the internet in terms of load, but it has defined the path which others have followed. Just looking at the past couple of years, we have Kanye, Yeezy, Web Killer, Kardashian West, we have Rihanna, we have all the members of the British Royal Princess Troupe. Just this week, Beyonce took out the Adidas website with the latest drop of her Ivy Park fashion line. You may recall even that our first woman of the year was Princess Kate, for the ease at which she took out websites simply by donning an outfit from a British fashion house. Prince George even broke the website of a baby carriage company that William and Kate were using to push the young prince around. We really should not expect to see an end to this pattern anytime soon. So long as we have celebrities and people who want to purchase items that they have or use, we'll likely have this issue before us. So what do we do in cases where we have a relationship to a celebrity as someone who uses our product, or as a business partner, someone who endorses our product? Really specific engineering is required to survive these events. And let's take a look at a single event associated with a celebrity that can drive excessive load to a website. And by excessive, I mean, let's call it multiples of hundreds of percent of what your highest load event has ever been recorded. You know, we're talking against a Black Friday or as a Cyber Monday or other point sale event. But you take a point sale event and then you add a celebrity to it, and it's just going to go through the roof in some cases. I like to look at the Kanye West launch event for Air Yeezy at Nike many years ago. This happened on a Wednesday evening. A tweet went out, and basically the entire website froze for hours as sneakerheads, hip-hop fans, fashionistas, Kardashian fans, Kanye's mom, thousands of bots all competed for fewer than 1,000 pairs of shoes. Okay, so why does this happen? In a nutshell, each user session is consuming too many resources on the origin servers for the website, and they are holding on to them too long and not releasing them. And so basically you have this Tetris-like stack-up effect where it gets right to the top and everybody loses because the site freezes at that point. A crushing load all at once doesn't allow for the natural timeout and a return to the pool of resources for items tied to an individual user session. Everybody just shows up. So what's the remedy? We really need to minimize time on task for the origin servers. Now, you might think this requires a lot of fancy tools to investigate this. Not really. The World Wide Web Consortium has provided to us a nice measurement that we can take in the logs of our web servers and HTTP-based application servers, which is the time taken field. And time taken is really, it's a symptom or a composite of how much time is being spent in resources to service a specific request. So what you're looking for is a ratio between the time spent in your CDN, your content delivery network, servicing load for a user, versus time spent on your origin servers. Ideally, you want that time better than 97% inside the CDN versus inside your website before someone begins to convert on a revenue path. Once someone adds an item to the cart, then everything kind of shifts around, and you should begin giving them more resources to encourage that checkout. But up until that point, you want to push as much load off of your site into the CDN as possible, because any resource you lock up has to be there for the entire time the person is on the site, and you have to wait for it to time out at the end as well before you can recollect it. So that limits how many users you can get on your site. The more in the CDN, the better, until they start converting on a revenue basis. You also want to keep your third parties in check. You want to minimize third-party downloads, particularly those components which load before your content, because a failure on the part of the third party looks to the customer no differently than a failure on your part. So not only do you need to make sure that your site scales, but you have to make sure that all your third parties scale for an event like this as well. If you can host the third-party components on your own CDN, do so for the launch window. You might even consider a conditional page generation for your launch day, which includes code for as many as the third-party components within the page itself, minified, compressed, and cached on your own CDN. That eliminates your external dependency, allows you to control the delivery and control the performance. Again, the name of the game here is fewer components, fewer connections. For those that remain, you manage those elements as much as possible to make them as small and have as light a resource hit. You might want to take a listen to The Daily Show from the 21st of October 2020 for greater insight into the challenges of multiple analytics vendors. You know, this is a third-party component which is very, very popular among e-commerce sites especially. So you want to minimize that as well. And always, always use a just-in-time cart for events such as this. Never hand out a default cart to a session that is not on a revenue path in your system. You want to hold that cart just until the point where they're placing an item in it to begin conversion of the revenue, then give them a cart, begin expending more resources on that particular user. Otherwise, you're just going to run out of resources. There's no way around this, because there's always going to be more fans than the capacity that you're able to buy at any given point. Before the announcement, preload your CDN. Again, we're looking for better than 97% of all time captured by the W3C time taken for a single user is borne by the CDN. Can you go greater with a completely static landing page? Absolutely. That's better still. Cache 100% of the content in your CDN provider. That means you get the absolute minimum of load on your origin servers, and that's your revenue basis right there. You want to minimize the dynamic use of resources for each individual user session until that session begins to become a part of your revenue path for conversion. Then that bias begins to shift to the dynamic side of the house to manage the cart, the content, and the checkout. And you know what? It's a lot easier to manage those resources for 1,000 users, for 1,000 pairs of shoes, than it is to manage it for 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 people on the site, of which only 1,000 can check out. But all the rest of them are still using dynamic resources. So keep that in mind. You want to minimize the dynamic use of resource for anyone who's not on the conversion path, and you want to preference those who are on the revenue conversion path so they have the best experience, the least amount of abandonment, and they can check out and you can get your revenue and you can have high customer satisfaction in this case. And of course, lastly, manage your bots. They will always outcompete humans for speed and access to the site, and they will negatively impact your relationship between you and your customer. So, as kind of a rehash, CDN, minimize dynamic data, manage your third parties, preload your CDN, manage your bots, and of course you want to coordinate with your celebrity, if at all possible, knowing when they're going to wear that off-the-rack dress or suit that they bought before they go out in public and your website gets slammed. In fact, if you know that you've sold something to a celebrity, you might want to make preparations just in case. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Today's edition of the News of the Damned Daily Edition is brought to you by Catchpoint Systems. Find out more about Catchpoint at www.catchpoint.com. I'm James Pulley, and this has been the Perf Bites News of the Damned Daily Edition for the 31st of October, 2020. Happy Halloween. I hope all of you have a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. Take care.